Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Oh Lord, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh Lord, you are my God, and I will ever pray. Lord, I will seek you, I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk your way. Oh God, and step by step, Lord, you lead, I will follow you, Lord. And step by step, and step by step, you lead, and I will follow you, Lord. Lord, step by step, you lead me, and I will follow you, Lord. Hey, oh, step by step, you lead me, and I will follow you, oh God.
Sign, everybody sing, step by, oh step by step, you lead, I will follow you, Lord. step by step, you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, oh step by step, you lead. I will follow you, I will follow you all of my step by step. You lead me by step, you lead me, and I will. Father, we give you all the worship. Hallelujah. Let's get into the word. While the psalmist was worshiping, my heart was steered towards a direction. And I believe it was the Holy Spirit steering my heart towards that direction. And it's something I've been saying. Probably I miss sermons. When I teach, I just probably squeeze them into sermons. But I want to major on it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Our tag is the simplicity of the word. The simplicity of God's word. Put it like that. The simplicity of God's word. Because a lot of people, especially in our generation, have the opinion that God is ambiguous. That God is ambiguous. By ambiguous, I mean God is complex. His knowledge is far beyond understanding. A lot of people have this opinion about God. And if these people that have this opinion about God are unbelievers, then there is no problem. But if these people are believers, then there is a problem. Are we together? Because God is not your boss. Follow me carefully. The relationship he has with you is not that he's majorly your boss. Or majorly your God. Follow me carefully. The relationship he has with you is that he's majorly your father. How many of you have been sent by your father several times and you went? Say amen. Did he stop you from being a son? Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And some sort of your father is more like a boss to you. There is no problem. But he's majorly your who? Your father. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you tonight? The Bible says he has come not to make many people servants. In Hebrews 2:10, the Bible says he has brought many sons unto glory. The call he has for us in the New Testament is sonship. For as many as have believed in his name, to them he has given the rights to be called what? Sons of God. Are you all here? So God is not a mystery to his children. See it like that. He is not a mystery to his children. There are some people that like to look like champions in everything, including the body of Christ. They like to look like champions. Even in the days of Jesus, the Pharisees, they like to look like champions. And they had a problem with Jesus because Jesus was breaking all of their horns down. He was making them look like everybody. And they had a problem with Jesus. I mean, he was making them even look like nobody because they had foolish beliefs. You can imagine Jesus saying, "The blind leading the blind." Whatever honor they had before the people was being distorted. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? They wanted to look like people who held special stuffs with God. And Jesus was not making it sustainable for them in that mindset. So they were angry with Jesus. Are we together? And so such kind of people are the ones that try to make God look like a mystery to you. I'm not a mystery to them. Even in the body of Christ, there's a way other people teach the word of God that makes you feel as if what God can tell them, He cannot tell you. Are you listening? Such people don't want you to have this kind of understanding. They want you to think that you are there and God is there and we are here with Him. But you people are just there. So such people are those that like to be hyped. You know, the popular people that you see, yeah, prophesy, such kind of people. They want to feel like they are more special and closer to God than everybody. This is a function. Now, those kind of results, those kind of things we have seen, those kind of manifestations are a function of this understanding. When you see people, men of God, hyped, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Looking like demigods and the rest. And that's not God's desire. He is not a mystery to His children. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And for some of you, you are not even confident enough to share your faith or to be expressive in the public with your beliefs, because you feel other people who look quite complex as Christians have superior knowledge. I'm very sure some of you have seen people who have prayer postures like they bend like this and do like this. And when you are standing before them, you feel like you are a smaller Christian and they are more bigger Christians. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And that's been a problem. In fact, if you are such a person, it means you don't even understand sonship. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Are you guys here tonight? Bible says wisdom is known by our children, not by certain postures and funny activities. And if you want to be a person of truth, you must have enemies, whether you like it or not. You know, when the Bible says Jesus was hated without a cause, it is from God's perspective and the writer's perspective that He was hated without a cause. The people that hated Him had a cause why they hated Him. They had several reasons. And I'm sure one of them was that He was stepping on their toes, making their belief look like it is useless. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But meanwhile, before God, God was like, He's saying the truth, and it's not a problem. So before God, Jesus had no case. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But before the people, He had a case because He was saying the truth. Are you all listening to me? And I know many of you seated today. In fact, 90% of us seated here, we are scared of saying the truth in one way or another. Down to ministry, the most challenging part of ministry is that we don't have people who can boldly say the truth. It comes to a point in life, and your work with God in ministry, even as a minister, that you have to choose between staying with the truth and becoming prominent before people. That prominence has the potency to make you rich before time. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And etc. This is quite a mystery, but I pray you understand what I'm trying to say, especially for folks in ministry. That there's a way you sound to be brought into some certain association and cliques. There's a sound you must make. There's a message you must see. There's a way you must agree with certain people who are in certain cliques so that you can join the cliques. And if you are not sounding that way, you cannot be part of the cliques. And in their own mindset, you can't be part of the limelight. You can't come into limelight. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Because you probably are standing on the truth. Now, I'm not talking about people who just say disrespect people because they are standing for truth. I'm sure you guys saw my post. Was it 3 days back or so that I shared over a year or two? I posted, Facebook reminded me, that says the challenge of the younger ministers. How many of you saw that post on Facebook? That the major challenge of the younger minister is to be right where established men are wrong. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? The major challenge of the present day young ministers is to be right where established men are wrong. It's a problem. Now, meanwhile, I said at the tail of that writing, I said it doesn't mean that we should be haphazard in our approach. That we are right doesn't mean we should just come out and start insulting people that have gone ahead of us. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? That we should still, nevertheless, we must stand with boldness, see the truth with boldness, but without disrespecting anybody that gone ahead. Because you see, the Holy Spirit is a convictor. It is not any man. That's my belief. You know, that's why I teach the way I teach. Because I'm sure that the Holy Spirit will convict people to hear if it's the truth. I wish a lot of young people like me are listening who have the same understanding and opinion. You should not relent in teaching the truth. Because the Holy Spirit, that's one mistake many young ministers make. We are saying this one, blah, blah, blah. God is faithful, but we need to feed our family. You don't talk like that. You see, there is no glory greater than the glory that comes from standing with the truth. It may delay, but it is more glorious. Are you guys here tonight? So is one major part Satan is using to tempt younger ministers. And many of them are declining into error. Are moving into wrong paths. Because of impatience. Yeah, they know the truth, but is it this truth that will bring food to my table? They have questions like that. I'm sure some of you have gone out there. And I've heard people who should not be even on the podium teaching God's word. Because they don't know the gospel. I'm not trying to insult. There are a lot of people who don't know the gospel. Then you ask yourself, why do they have the kind of cars they have? I'm not speaking from envy. If I'm not a pastor today, I cannot be poor. It's the truth. A lot of times, I don't want to tell you what I tell God in my heart sometimes. Because you may feel disappointed. Amen. Let me not say it in church. You may not like it. Hallelujah to Jesus. But the truth is that outside ministry, I don't have a problem. It's just that I've been called to do ministry. And thank God for the Holy Spirit who has called me. If the Holy Ghost said, okay, Pastor Mike, give me the privilege, you go. Let me just say, I said, okay, sir, I'll start calling signatories. And I say, Lord, do you want me to leave everybody, my children and the rest, and follow you? So just carry your children, carry your wife, move. Okay. We move. But now I've loved it. Do you understand? I don't have a problem. I'm not saying God should tell me to leave. But you see, the major problem is that when you begin to stay with what is true, sound what is true, you have enemies. Some enemies, majorly, the devil is the one pushing, creating all of these enemies. But you see, some of them are not, most of them are not bad people. They are just people who the devil has influenced their heart. They are not bad people. Some of them, their problem is that they are teaching a wrong doctrine. And you are making them feel like they are teaching a wrong doctrine. Especially, let me first tell you that ministry age is different from regular age. If I'm not sounding proud, but this is a truth you must understand. Working it now, there are different ways. You know, there's regular age in terms of the world. You know, for instance, Jesus was one of the youngest amidst the 12. I hope you know that. If not the youngest, I think John should be younger than him. But he was in charge of all of them, isn't it? Hallelujah to Jesus. So ministry maturity or age is different from regular age and maturity. And in all honesty and in all humility, there are many people that have gone ahead of me in terms of ministry. And there are many people that are not close to me in terms of ministry, even if they are older. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So you don't rate what we are seeing from age. A lot of people who are older than me, that if you sit there with me, you'll be amazed. You see some of them come here. When they were born again, I was already a teacher of the word. And I've taught many people, I say it in all humility, while I was on campus. Some of them, you've met them. Some of them will tell you, they've come here. I've taught many of them. So I'm not speaking from a well of ignorance. Are you guys listening to me tonight? Very, very important. Just that in the regular world, there's a temptation to look down people who look young. Do you want to look old? Huh? You want to be old? Do you like old look? It's a blessing to look young. As I'm looking like this now, even a 15-year-old lady will want to marry me. Because she will think I'm 17. Don't I look 17? It's like some of you don't believe I look 17. I don't look 17. Pastor just said I look sweet 16. Not even 17. If I just do my hand like this now, will you think I'm old? You know, most people even just help me small because they see my ring. Say it's Maria. Oh, we should respect it. But if I wear t-shirt and jeans and palm and move on the street, who will guess my age correctly? You know, my younger sisters are looking like boah. And they have children. Some of them. And when you look at them now, you say, ah, Pastor Simon, that's your sister? Your elder sister here? So, no. It's my younger sister. This one is even the second one following me. With two children? Yes, sir. Wow. Hallelujah to Jesus. So, not to brag. It's not something to brag about. And it's not that when we see somebody saying, nah, I'm older than you, it means, you know, if you come and say you're older than me, to God be the glory. But we're just trying to make you understand that there is ministerial age too. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Age in the things of God. So this is one of the major challenges. I tell you this wonderful evening that many young ministers are facing. Because, you know, where was I saying this? I think in Abuja, while we're coming or something, I can't remember. I said something like, you can't serve God and mammon. I started trying to expatiate on it. That you can't serve what? God and what? Mammon. Think about it. You cannot serve what? And what? One time again. Say it. You cannot serve what? And what? In other words, if you are not serving God properly, it's because you are serving mammon. Simple and short. You can't serve God and mammon. I don't think we need to preach. It's mammon you are serving. What is inspiring you to talk like that? It's mammon. I tell you, many are doing ministry for their stomach. I'm not trying to be jealous, blah, blah, blah. No, it's my fault. Yes, I've been in ministry. I'm succeeding. But I can tell you, many are doing ministry for their stomach. You know, Satan is more like choose between this and this, making it or standing with the truth. And many people will choose the option of making it. You ask them, what is making it? The Lord give you understanding. So, real-time Christianity, not only for the pastors, but for the people, is quite a little bit difficult. Are you listening to me? There will be hard days. There will be tough seasons. And that's why Paul told Timothy to come and enjoy his own. He come and take share of suffering. Have you read that part of scripture before? Say, Timothy, take your bag, travel and come. And collect your own share of my suffering. So if you are somebody that don't like suffering, how will you want to do ministry? That's why you see, people who don't understand discipleship, I'm planning, trusting God to start a discipleship class for everybody in church soon. You see them even in evangelism, they are tired so easily. Very tired. Now we're in the month of soul winning. I can challenge you. There are many who have not spoken to one soul. When you ask them why, they don't have time. Why have you not spoken to anyone? Sir, I don't have time. Because people have not been taught what the essence of ministry is. They don't really know the essence of ministry. The true essence of ministry. Many people don't know. They don't understand. The pursuit is vain. You know, one time I was speaking to some people in my office. I said, I can't understand why I am with the Lord. I'm sitting with the Lord every day. I'm hearing the Lord every day. And anytime the Lord gives me a song, it's about how He has blessed me and His grace and money. For a whole year. What kind of work do I have with the Holy Spirit? It's not a coincidence that you have 10 songs. All of them is that His grace. The evidence is there. The Lord cannot do things like that. Who told you that some people who are living... Do you know how many people are doing mission work now, right now? You know, we in this part of the world are not even taught these kind of things. Mission work. There are some people, I tell you, who are white. Some of them blacks. Who are in deserted places, far places where nobody is going to. Go and make your research if you think I'm lying. There's a man called Joamra that I follow on Instagram. He says his own call is that God sent him to Liberia. Finish. To a village. He went to Liberia. He was just using all the money you have in this life to build church, build boho, build house for people. That's what God sent him to do. So him now, he's not succeeding in ministry. Are you people listening to me carefully? Is that a foolish minister? He doesn't even care about your popularity. Oh. He's just there in his field. I saw him one time, my tears are coming down from my eye. I had to follow him. He doesn't have a great followership. I followed. Go and check the major people young ministers are following. He's the one that said, I gave somebody 2 billion and I now have 10 billion. Oh, he's hearing everywhere. Oh. That's what people can relate more with because of hunger. I heard they're arresting young ministers. If they burn you away, come and arrest me. You can. It's really a fool that they should arrest like that. It's a fake gospel. It's a fake gospel. If you carry me before the court, I'll show you where Jesus said that gospel is vain and fake. You know, in scripture, we have to wake up. It's getting terrible. I'm going to show you a lot of things this wonderful evening. It's the season, the times that, you know, I was speaking to my mate. I said, how on earth will somebody arrest somebody for saying the truth? Say, mention name. Did Paul not mention the name of Peter? You don't know? Paul mentioned the name of Peter. And say, dear Apostle Peter, with the title, what you are doing is evil. He did not only he mentioned it on TV. The TV of those days is the public. He said, you are wrong, sir. Head of the church. Oh. Head of the church did not say, Pilate, give me some soldiers. Arrest that guy. He repented because he was truly wrong. You know what pain Paul was that? He understood what it means to make the Gentiles feel so bad about their salvation. Peter was eating with the Gentiles and he saw the Jews coming. So he just stood up and rushed and did like he was not eating. He didn't want the Gentiles to feel bad. He didn't want the Jews to feel bad. He was just doing like the Holy Spirit led him to move somewhere. And Paul noticed by the Spirit that Peter was hiding. Because he didn't want a bad name with the Jews. He wanted a good name with the Jews. And he came out boldly. I say, sir, you are wrong. You saw these people coming. You ran and did like you were just checking something. Sir, it's a lie. You are running away. Because what he did was in the public. So he needed the correction in the public. You made public mistake. You want personal correction. What of the billions of people that have learned rubbish from what you said? They are teaching the gospel. You don't even know the gospel. We have not heard when you taught the gospel. The only thing you are telling us, when I gave $2,000 billion, I got $100 billion. Is it Niger bet? We understand the place of seed time and harvest. But your emphasis is so wrong. A especially in a time and season like this, especially for the nation. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? It's wrong. And listen, if you would not stand up, the Lord will raise people. I'm telling most of you. Is he doing Shakara for? He will raise people. He will say, I will raise stones to worship me. I told Mama T, I said, you think I'm the only one sounding like this? When I was in the cave, nobody knew me. People would have thought they were the only ones till I came out. Do you know how many people have come to greet me in this town? Travel, say, I never knew somebody like this. Well, these are the things God has been telling me, and I'm amazed. God has been resounding this thing in the heart of many people. When Elijah said, God, in this nation, I'm the only one standing for righteousness, God laughed. I looked at him and said, there are many in the cave that have not released. If I release them, they will sound more fiery than you. It's just your season. Shine. There are many that God is raising in the secret place. Many who are seeing these things that they know is wrong. The Lord will allow them rise. You know, I prophesied that to someone in Abuja, Pastor Charles. I was telling him, because he was sharing some burdens. And I told him, I said, you see, the best thing I would advise younger ministers to do is to keep on studying and praying. Keep on studying and praying. And doing great evangelism. Are you guys listening to what I'm saying? Go out there. It's not something you should do and put on Facebook. Forget it. You know, this generation is so funny. Rain Man, you are putting on Facebook. You are doing money devotion. It's on Facebook. You want affirmation. This generation like affirmation too much. If somebody don't tell them well done, they don't feel okay. Somebody is doing money devotion. Yeah, na na na, yeah, na na na. Somebody is holding the camera. Yeah, na na na, yeah, na 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 na. Yeah. Now they finish, they put on Facebook this morning, 1 hour with the Lord. I will watch 1 hour. I say fire. Will not be comment. Fire is everywhere. Ah, grace. Ah, fire. It's so funny. When I was growing in Canada, I remember my spiritual father. He said, if you don't post it, people will not know you posted it. The flesh will die. Don't post it. He said, let Jesus be glorified. Oh, it's so painful. We'll not post, and Jesus alone will be glorified. Are you all listening to me? Learn it. Build that those fruits of the Spirit on your inside. Let people not know you are doing good. Don't care if people think you are right or wrong. Just do it and move on. Don't explain. Na me do one. If you come, tell and say na me. You hear? Let nobody know. But remember, one person knows everything. God Almighty. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, one time, so funny, but so that you learn. I was somewhere a long time ago, and we're playing football, and someone got someone a football boot. So when the training was over, we're about to go. He said, everybody should wait. He now topped the boy, that he bought it for. He said, oh yeah, talk. And I was just watching. The guy said, Una, good evening, yo. I want you to help me thank Augusto so and so. He bought me boot. Then the coach said, everybody clap for Augusto so and so. So I said, clapping too. I was going and clapping. You know, what was funny was that he said everybody should wait. He didn't call the boy, come back, oh yeah, talk him. What if the boy just left and you left and Jesus is just glorified? This is how you train yourself in righteousness. One talk, one hot cheese. You are supposed to talk. It's biting you to talk. But you just gather confidence and go and sit in your house and just thank God for your life. You didn't join the gist. Say amen. This is how you grow. Not that when they start gist, you chuck your head in the window. And when they are talking, I lie. Maybe you talk. So you train yourself in righteousness. Are you listening to me? That nobody appreciated you in church, but say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Almighty. The next time they are now saying something and it's paining you, you are boning faith. Why is it boning faith? The last time, I know what I have done in this department. I know the things I've sacrificed for this department. Nobody has mentioned my name. But this one that came yesterday, that have been mentioning his name. This favorite is not going to kill this choir. This choir. A favorite is going to kill them. Get some people they like. Some people they don't like them. Now, man, he don't come. She don't come. They don't give a mic. May lead. We don't dare since. Then they give us mic more lead. Now say we know Sabi sing. I'll be waiting. The song where we lead, I could sing and pattern. You know, I was once a choir master, so I know the character of people in the choir world. You know, there are some people that are not designed to lead in the choir, but they don't know. I used to have this roommate that didn't like to lead song. He knew his call. His call to back up. The day they gave that boy a song to lead, he told me he didn't want to go to church. I said, why? I said, sir, they gave me a song to lead. I said, are you not going to lead and be excited? He said, no, I'm not called to lead. I'm called to back up. I was wondering, what kind of a young man is this one? He knows his place. He's very happy. If you come today and start leading, he's very happy for you. Genuinely happy. Not those that will be backing up with their nose. This is how you grow in righteousness. Imagine somebody is leading worship, the crowd are following, they are happy. You are angry for the worship being hot. Because it was supposed to be your turn. But the sister somehow just entered. A witch on the stage. This is how you grow in righteousness. Are you people listening to me? That you have a girlfriend that is misbehaving and you tell her she's misbehaving. You have grown, no? Not woman rapper. Say, tell that girl she's misbehaving. Say, no worry, I will tell her later. And when you are working, say, see, babe, that thing you did, don't even, if you try this thing, we'll break up now. Say, sorry. Have mercy on me, forgive me. Do you know there are people like that? They can't talk to a lady that a lady is wrong. Some of you know, I don't want to say this, but let me tell you. Some of you know that if your father has spoken about certain matters, it would have been better. You are not answering me. If your father has put mouth on certain matters in the home, it would have been better. Am I saying the truth? But every time is the law that gives laws. It's not every homo, it's some. And you know the dangerous thing about that is that the daughters are learning. Even in their relationship, they want to control men. And they can't control you, you don't love them. He's here. Any man that you are in his palm is a very useless man. Such a man, even you, don't marry him. All. You that is inside your palm, when you finish, throw him away from your palm. Because if the man is in your palm, all your children are already in your fingers, not your palm. You have children inside your fingernails. And most ladies, they don't know Satan is inspiring that controlling spirit. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That's what it's making. Because you see, it is God that designed that the man should be the head. Satan likes to do things anti-God. He's now pushing it, fueling a desire in the heart of women to want to be in charge. That's why there's a useless movement called feminism. And sometimes you see these women that are quite intellectual calling themselves feminists. Have you heard them talk like that? They say, my name is so, I am blah, blah, blah. Popular, over 2 million followers. And say, I'm a feminist. Then the younger generation are watching. Agitating for the girl child. They don't have husbands. Most of them, they are divorced. I be all of them, sir. I'm saying most of them. Check them. No husband. Because Nobody can marry them. They are the only ones that can marry people. And you know the dangerous thing is that younger ladies are rising and say, I don't need a man. If you have ever spoken like that, you spoke out of foolishness. I don't need a man to complete me. I'm complete already. I'm a boss lady. I want to have my money. But think about what you're saying. When a man comes, he will fear me because I have my money. And there are some men encouraging them, but they will never marry them. Yes, Stella, yes. Yes, comment section, yes. Yes, Stella. Stella is 35 now. He's still shouting, yes. He has 2 children. One last counsel before I continue. Learn to behave like a woman, not a man. Some talk like men, act like men, and expect men to marry them. Especially firstborn girls. Because as a firstborn girl child, you are in charge of all men and women. Everybody will run to you, judge matters. Now tell them to go. Then God will not give you a man. The Lord give you understanding. It's just something I just wanted to add. It will help some of you. It will help many of you. There are some of you, somebody has always almost wanted to marry you, and suddenly God just helped the person. The Lord give you understanding. You were just passing somewhere and he heard you talking. I mean, I didn't like that thing. I didn't talk my mind. Idiot, stupid man. Is it stupid idiot? Then the man just stood like this. Thank you, Jesus. And he ran away for his life. So now this thing I want marry, I for marry rubbish. The fruit of the Spirit will save you. I've had men come to me and say, sir, I want to marry your daughter. I remember there's one man that came one time. I said, why do you want to marry her? I said, sir, I heard the way she spoke to a man in the market. I said, just the way she said, sir, she was so kind and nice. I just told myself, I must marry this girl. Will somebody say he will marry you because you sounded nice? You quarrel your brother. Johnson, if you don't bring that thing, come. I go kill you. You will kill man. I go break your... You can break the head of a man. And if they try, they will break through. True. Bring Pastor Joe. Power bank. Are we together? So let me just try to finish up. That's for just ladies. I'm sure God was hitting and trying to help you guys, because there are some men that I needed to deliver, women I needed to deliver from meningitis. I hope you learned. Be careful, though. Be careful. Boss ladies. And one last thing, I advise all of you, don't follow people because of the influence they have. Follow them because of the mentality they have, whether it is right or wrong. You are following somebody that does not believe outrightly, has not declared that I believe in Jesus. There's a trouble. No matter how that man or woman is influential, there is big trouble, because who you follow determines what follow you. As we are following them like that, their values will be imputed in you by default. Unconsciously, you start thinking like them. You are following a woman, for instance, as a young lady, and the woman has not declared she is born again, not praying in the spirit. The woman thinks, for instance, that a woman does not need a husband. You are still following. The woman also thinks that it's not by force to marry. You are following. Then the woman now said, I'm a feminist. You are still following. Then later in life, you are wondering why at 30 you are not married. I said, but I don't think like the woman. You are following somebody. You say you don't think like the person. Unconsciously, you have started acting like a feminist. Even though you have not declared you are a feminist. Know that, but the reason why many people have turned into feminists is because of men portrayed themselves wrongly, not the way God wanted them to be portrayed. A lot of men portrayed themselves how? Wrongly. Men misrepresented that term, manhood. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They misrepresented it. Acted wrongly towards women. Women felt so bad and determined in their heart to become what? Feminist. This is not God's idea. This is an idea from pain. An idea from regret. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So it came now. Satan is the father of all guilt and lies. As woman is crying, Inan struck her with this idea. What if you just don't need any man? The woman said, I'm strong. I'm a strong woman now. I need no man. I need no man. She started raising other women like her that need no man. It came out of deep sorrow, regret, agony. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It's not a movement inspired by the Holy Spirit. Some will say the girl child is important, blah, 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 blah. It's not like she's not important. They are speaking from men that have raped ladies, taking advantage of ladies. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? So they are trying to stand up for them. But they are now going about it the wrong way. Know that God never designed a man to take advantage of ladies. It is foolish men that were inspired by Satan that did that. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? So your reaction now may not be too much. It may not be fueled from Satan. Inspired from Satan. You'll be thinking it's you just reacting by default. This is what has resulted to many movements that women are raising today. And it's causing a lot of trouble. Are you people humble tonight to believe what I'm telling you? One other point again to help all of you. You can't have mentors outside your school of thought. Whether in church, it should be in church of course. We have a system that makes sure everybody thinks the word of God, not thinks the thought of Prophet Simon. You know, someone said to one of our pastors, he said, in church, they clone everybody to behave in a certain way. He left church, so he went to one of my pastors and said, we clone people to behave in a certain way. He said, so he has run away because there are things hidden in GCM mind that are yet to be uncovered. There are some deep things that some pastors know, or pastors know, more like a cult. And they don't want to uncover it to people. And I was smiling. That's the voice of foolishness. One of us came recently and he said some things to me in the office. He said, sir, from regret and everything. He said, sir, when you go out there, when you are stubborn and think you can survive out there, when you go out there, you discover there is nothing outside there. He said, there is nothing outside there. He said, sir, that's why I'm humble enough to say I'm coming back. I didn't even know what to tell him. I was just looking at him. He said, there's nothing outside there. It's the truth. There's nothing outside God's word. If you think we're cloning people to think in a direction, is it bad if we're cloning people to think the word? Is it bad? Train up a child in the way you would. And when he's grown, you shall never what? As some of you don't know that Satan is fighting this movement. You are not even aware. I heard some things in the office last week, Sunday. I was just laughing. I took a bike man told me that blah, 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 I should not go to that church if I know what is good for me. One was telling one of our members, a leader, don't go to that church. My sister, give me your number. I'll tell you later after you come back. She refused to give the number. And she started laughing. He started paining the man. So I know what you want to say. Don't worry, nothing is happening in our church. He was just frustrated. Funny things. You know, in fact, the worst I heard was that I'm into cocaine. Wow, my sister. I'm into cocaine. I sell drugs. That's why I have money. You know, how will you be doing ministry like this? With young people. You know, I'll be seeing him in cars. He will be looking fresh. That guy is into drugs. He's into the drug lord. I was like, yeah, yeah. You will not believe the things I said, when I was hearing them in the office, I was aback. I was like, really? In fact, it was when I heard one time that made me so, I was just laughing. They say our church is close to the river. Don't people see it? You cross one mirror before you get to the river. But it's our church is close to the river. The whole of Benway is in a river. So, would that be our problem? Let rainy season come. You'll see some people will relocate. Even government house used to feel it. I can't even remember some of the things I heard. I was just laughing and laughing and laughing. And I said, the devil is really fighting hard. But do you know the beautiful thing? Is that they that for us are plentier. Don't allow the devil make you feel like, people are too much against. Because that's why we're telling you evangelism. So if you go, people don't believe what we are preaching. Pastor, sir, people don't believe this. People don't. Who told you that? Who told you that? Do you know where these messages have gone to? Do you know how many people waiting for us to hit their city? You'll be amazed. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't be deceived by all those naysayers that you are seeing around. They are just at the surface. When you take a deep dive, many are for us. Many are for us. You know, in fishing, you can use hook and fish. But do you know there's an advanced way of fishing now? You carry your canoe, your boat. It goes inside the river. You just carry it and when you see plenty of fish, you just go and fetch the fishes and come out. Are you able to get down and try to explain to you? Those are the kind of systems we are raising, especially for evangelism. There are many. When you hear those, just move and go inside. Tell somebody, go deeper. Even in that same area, you are hearing wrong things. There are many that have not heard any wrong thing. In fact, there are many saying, I wish, where is that church? You'll be amazed that you are even moving down the street around there. And some people don't know that the church he has been longing to go and visit is just around him. You'll be amazed. Are you listening to me? He said, open the gates, righteous nation. He said, open the gates so that the right is a law in the spirit. Open the gate that the righteous nation that keepeth the truth. You know, but the devil, he will always make us feel like, no, we are disadvantaged. Because we are standing with the truth. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
and that's why I've been telling you, younger ministers, they're holding on with it, holding on to the truth. But that car, I want to drive that car. I want to have that kind of a house. They are saying this is the truth, but the man that does not know it, look at what he's having. And they keep it. And say, I want to sound like this. Who you associate with determines what follows you. You begin to hear things like that. My father, my feather. I've been in ministry. I know the slogans. When you surround yourself with lions, these are actually sincere statements that should mean well for other aspects. You know, one time many years ago, someone told me, he said, I want to introduce you this, that. It's good that you become part of our clique. And I said, so, and I asked, is it this person, blah, blah, blah? He said, yes. I said, is this person, is it not these people that say, when you whatever you do in the village does not matter? He said, yes. I said, I don't want to be part of the clique. Sorry, sir. Thank you, sir. It's, you know, like, Simon, are you okay? Forget about those little aspects. Just be part of, I said, sir, they'll pursue me. I was being 100% sincere. They'll pursue me from the clique. Because I will stand up and say, you are wrong. You know, one time, I'm not proud to say these things. I was with a mentor. We sat from 10 o'clock to 1 a.m. talking the word of God. You know, he saw my teaching on rapture. So one of the popular prophets, I think Prophet Jangfa, commented on it in a city or so. And He is friends with that prophet, so he wanted to, he was not agreeing with my ideology on rapture. And he wanted to see me. So he called for me the night he came into the city. And said, I just knew where he wanted to go to. Firstly, in the sermon, I don't know what brought rapture in the sermon he came to. It was a prosperity message. He said, even rapture has been existing from the Old Testament. The people stood up and said, yes, sir. Somebody not told me. Yes, sir. I just knew it's me they are hitting. And as for instance, Elijah was the first man that was raptured. Kabaye, everybody shouted, yay! And the sister sit down again and look at me. Yay! I said, no problem. Finished the service, I did not rush back. I still went and greeted. He said, the appointment we must have. I said, no problem. We drove there to the hotel. Sat down and talked to blah blah blah, blah greeted somebody. I said, let's start. So okay. And there's a post I saw on rapture. What is your take? I just opened the Bible. I started flipping and explaining. He will say this, I will explain. I now haven't told him Elijah was not raptured. It's just the truth. You just said it like that, sir. But you know Elijah, that was not rapture. I said it. And I was adding, sir, at the end of, yes, it was not rapture, sir. According to the scriptures, not sir. Even if it's daddy, I'll add daddy, sir. Then when we're done, you just look. He said, these things you are saying are the truth. I said, but do you know you cannot teach them in the church now? And I said, why, sir? I said, because if you start teaching all these kind of things, you have enemies. You see, the message for another generation, another dispensation. And I said, which dispensation? Is it that there are another human being coming after us that God wants them to hear the message? Hallelujah to Jesus. In the scripture, there was a story about a younger and an older prophet. I was teaching you people on Sunday, some of you that were me in the office, about Zedekiah and Micaiah. There was a mystery I tried to break for them. You know, the prophet gave a prophecy of how the lion spirit got in their tongue. The younger prophet. The picture of the throne and etc. Now, and I pointed to them. Imagine this man is a king. Come. He looks big like a king. Who do we bring? Benjamin's younger brother, come. You two are like a lion. You are big. So we can't use you. So stand here, man of God. I spoke with your mom yesterday. Such a lovely woman. She said I should train you well in ministry. That she has given me you well. And anything I want to do, I can do. Oh my God, I like those kind of stuff. Turn like this because now you are in trouble. Just face. Alright. I said, yes, she'll die. She said, yes, she'll die. I should. He said, yeah, okay. No problem. Most of you, that's how they called me years ago and told me. And that's why I did what I'm doing to you people. Broke your relationship. Are you in a relationship? Okay. You're lucky. Broke your relationship because you'll be broke. You would have broken now like this. Just now, you send a text message. That's the first thing we do. First things first. You break up, then we'll now start working with God. One even had a mama. Sister, the Lord showed me. When he finished, I was eating. What was I eating? Was it okpa or something? I was just eating one moi. So God showed you. He said, yes. And she said, you will be mama and baba. I said, yes. Okay. That's what God told you. He said, yes, sir. So as the Lord showed me, I asked out, and that's how we've been moving. I said, okay, break up. He said, sir? I said, yes, break up. Okay, sir, when I go back home, I'll relax, think about it. Eh? Your mother say you belong to me. You want to go and think about what? Carry your phone. He said, I should do it now. He started sweating. I said, get your phone. Type the message. He typed it, shared with me, and I edited. I'm so sorry I deceived you over the years. I didn't know what I was doing. From henceforth, I want to focus on God. Please forgive me. I really deceived you. And it was out of ignorance. Have mercy on me. He now sent it. He was laughing and crying. Yes, it's not a problem. I still went out, continued my moi-moi. There was no big deal. It's a normal thing. You know how they broke our relationship. It's not even that. I said, 1, 2, 3. Break up. We don't even have the impetus to say, sir. That's how we just carried our phone. Now. You done? Yes, sir. We kept on hearing the word of God. That's how they broke up. Everything broke up. Some after the service, they went and apologized, but they did not enter again. They said, I had to break up. You know, the Lord, the way he moves it us. Hallelujah to Jesus. You are not in a relationship, right? Imagine he says yes. Will you be shocked? So in the scriptures, this is a minor prophet. And there was a major prophet in the book of Kings, I guess so. Are we together? God now told the minor prophet something. He gave him an instruction. Then the major prophet now came and told him, God said, you should not go. Come to my house. It was about food. Come and eat. He said, no, but God told me not to eat, blah, 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 blah. He said, God said. So for saying God said, the younger prophet followed the major prophet, the older prophet, and went and ate. Then when he was eating, the younger, older prophet asked, for disobeying God, the wrath of God will come upon you. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? And truly the wrath of God came upon this younger prophet. What comes to your mind? That even God wants us to respect people that have gone ahead of us. He wants us to stand with the truth. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Even though God wants us to respect people that... Because look at it. Do you know why this guy had to listen to this guy? Because he has gone ahead of him. Imagine you know him as a major prophet. You are just a coming up prophet. And you are thinking, and you're like, God... Are you all listening to me? Very important. And that's why I'm saying God is raising. If I say God is raising now, from scripture you understand I'm not lying. For God to tell a younger prophet something that he didn't tell the older prophet, God is raising young voices. Are you people listening to me? They are coming to shape the body of Christ. A revolution will happen to this country. I was moving today, just driving. You can go and sit down. And the Lord told me, a revolution will happen to this state. You watch and see. A hot, just pray for Benue State. Because there's a revolution coming. You see all these people shouting. Their voices, they will start reducing it. They are the ones that will carry their legs and run to the street first. I'm seeing something mighty happening in this state. And I don't want to just make it so obvious. There will be something chaotic that will bring a revolution. Because of foolishness, we get to the brim. And it will be obvious what we have been saying for years. That it is not all that glitters that is gold. You know what the king said about the prophet Elisha? When he was complaining that how is our matter going out to the public? How are people knowing what we are discussing in the chambers? He said, Elisha does not need to come here. He sits in his bedroom and God put his ear to hear what we are saying. In the inner chambers. He said, okay, kill the guy. You know, we're in a time and season where men of God cannot talk. Imagine they say, kill the man of God. Oh, Librahanda Shabraha Supai. What did Elijah say? When they came trying to kill him, he said these words. You know, the Lord spoke to me. He said, fear not. I heard him clearly as I was driving today. Fear not. Fear is a snare. You fear, you enter the trouble. Job said, what I have feared has come upon me. Look at the man of God, Elisha. He was not afraid for one reason, no reason, a bit. What did he say? Lord, open the eyes of your servant to realize that they that are for us are plenty. The Bible said, and his eyes were open. Then he saw angels that outnumbered the numbers of the soldiers who gathered the cave trying to catch one man. Over 10,000 soldiers for one man. The angels were so many that he could not even see the soldiers again. They covered the soldiers. The things which are not seen, they are more real. Oh my God. Are you here this wonderful evening? They are more real. There are many people waiting for you to come and give them this truth that you know. I can tell you, beginning from myself, the devil has attacked my life. I can't express it enough. In diverse ways. And I know it's the devil. But the devil has graduated in tempting me. There are temptation he doesn't bring to me. He's higher, modernized, civilized. Now he knows he cannot appear because I will break his head. He can't come to my bedroom, come to my... He knows I will kill him again. After what killed Jesus, I've killed him. So he's advanced. That type that you just wake up and move and somebody says, I will break your head. Say, why? For saying why, I will kill you. The devil just wants you to do like this. Oh, yeah, come. Then he's angry that you walked. You just say, okay, bless you. Knowing is the devil. You know, I shared one experience. I was a uni angry, something that happened. We don't know what inspired the anger. Somebody now came to me and he raised his hands on me. Oh, no jokes. Months back, my wife was pregnant that time. So we're knocking in the office. And when we're knocking, he opened. Firstly, they asked, is this person around? More like the peers or so. They said they are not sure we should knock. When we started knocking, he now opened the window and said, you are not knocking enough. Knock it with power. I didn't even know somebody would be sarcastic in a setting like that. So I now added energy. You know, because I felt like everybody was intelligent there. Working in an educational sector. So probably, you know, the door is quite thick and I should use more energy. So I hit the door more. He now opens and says, you are mad. Break it. I'm mad. So my portfolio started coming before my very face. What I've done for the Lord. How intelligent I am. What I know. And I looked at my body, if I look like a mad person. I couldn't help it. I said, you said I'm mad? And my wife said, how can you say it's mad? How can you, with a soft voice, how can you say it's mad? What kind of talk? You know, he came and said, what will you do? You're mad. And he was now getting angry and coming towards my wife. Oh, that's why I lost it. For a moment. Just for a moment. I said, you want to die? Calmly. As I said, you want to die? He now looked at me. I said, if you go close to her, you will die. Then he turned and came to us. Then the second one. Then I came and tried to hit me. And I held the hand. I said, you want to hit me? Then the student was saying, that's wrong. Even the student were put. That's wrong. Why will you be doing that to somebody? You don't even. They felt like I was a student. You know, I look so young. They didn't even know that that was my wife. And they said, maybe I was somebody that escorted her. And I held the hand of the man. He said, you are a holy man. Look at my ID card. He showed a bloody civilian. He's a security man of Union Creek. So he showed me the ID card of his Union Greek bloody civilian. A security man that I'm holding his hand. And I now keep the hand down. So he said, I'm going to show you. I'm going to deal with you. I wanted to call my friend Gattuso, but you will not know him. I said, no, let me not do that. So I was walking out because I didn't want to be angry. I wanted to maintain this man of God's teeth. So I was just walking out and told my wife she should try to finish up. So I was going outside. And he said, block the gate. Let him not go out. So the people wanted to block the gate. So I now held one with my left hand, pushed by the side, one by the left. I now opened the gate and went out. Now that's security trying to stop me that I've pushed and I've come inside. So if I wanted to fight now, I would have destroyed three of them in less than 5 minutes. Someone said, "But Simon, you don't know what we're talking about. There are some things that you will not understand. I grew in the jungle. So I can survive. Just 3 minutes is enough. There's where you hit and, you know, you just hit and hit and everything is okay." And I was just thinking about my man of God, Steez. This guy, you don't know the height of it. They don't care with police. Police! If it's not Satan, who inspired that kind of thing? Police! In the school came to carry me. They saw my car. They said, "You will not climb car. Climb Okada." They now put me in the middle of an Okada. You don't know these things happen. You know, when I was telling my pastors, I was just seeing them. You know, imagine one of my pastors was there. You would have heard that you didn't agree with that. I've collapsed. So I was going. When I reached there, God so kind. People that know me were not there. So people say, "Man of God, sir." So this one old man came, "Man of God, I celebrate you, sir." I said, "Sir, what are you doing here?" So when I said, "Move," he said, "Why are you telling to move? Are you right?" I said, "Don't worry, I'll be back. I'll be out soon." I entered. He said, "Bring your phone." I said, "My phone?" I said, Are you stupid?" He said, "Bring your phone. Let's open the phone." I said, "Open my phone. You must be mad." And he said, "Does that sister speaking another?" I said, "Speak English." So he supposed to say, "Who are you?" I said, "I'm Simon Thomas." I didn't even say I'm Pastor Simon Thomas. I said, "Where did you go?" NDA Kaduna. I said, "Who? Everybody said, who? Okay, who understand? No wonder you have mind. No wonder you have mind." So the man asked everybody go outside, the one in charge. He said, "Okay, what happened? You look okay. You look like you are well to do. You look calm and respectful and holy. How did they bring you here?" I said, "I don't even know." As I told him, he just shook his head. He said, "Hey." He now called them. He said, "You can go." That was it. Now imagine I reacted. Believe me, teeth would have full ground. People's teeth. You just be seeing people going out of gate without it. It's the truth. And imagine some of you who like fight, hear that I fought somewhere. That lady that has been finding your trouble, now you just go out there. Hey, George, come make you see something. My pastor don't open the door. Because we are leading a generation. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? These are the kind of temptations some of us face every day. What is the best thing you do? Walk away. And some of you, God will bless you to work in educational sectors, banks. Be wise. You know, one of the most challenging thing I've ever experienced is bankers, people. I'm wondering, who the heck do you think you are? That you put on tie every 6 a.m. and you are at the counter? Does not make you a managing director. They don't even know how to talk, some of them. You greet them. I think you'll be one tall, dark lady. Let them be hearing me. I saw the way she spoke to an old person. The man said, "Can I call him?" "Did you see anybody? Have I finished with him?" So I wanted to use our own counter there. And people were saying, "Pass." I'm waiting for that. And I went to her place. I bent my head. She looked at me. I looked at her. She looked at me. "Good afternoon." I said, "Well done. Please, what do you want?" She was still becoming polite. "What do you want to do?" I said, "I want to cash out this money." So I gave her the check. And she was saying, I said, "Were you talking to me?" "Okay, sorry, sir. Did this thing, what do you mean by this?" And I explained kindly. She was so calm. Then I said, "Learn to talk to people. You are just at the counter, I'm sure. No, I'm 200K. Learn to talk. Look how you spoke to that old man." She needed to learn. The Holy Ghost wanted me to talk to her. An old man at the counter. asked you a question. He's even standing. If it's a good bank, should anybody be standing there as an old person? Some of you work there. These people, were, some of them have church. We are doing Jesus, Jesus. They have church. Some of you will carry your anger and go to the office. They made you angry at home. It's people that are coming at the counter that will suffer. See, I don't have time for you. You see a banker talking to you. I don't have time for you. This. When I was in Remedias, I had an experience with Echo Bank. There was one old woman who was not married at that very old age. She was over 40-something years. That time, Echo Bank was at this Wurukunye. So, that time in Remedias, we were having some tough seasons. Tough seasons like having just 2K in your account at the middle of the semester. So I had this 2K that I tried to transfer to make sure it tops up to really 2K before I go to withdraw. I was at the counter and she was just gisting and doing her things. Then it was my turn. Before I got to, I said, "Madam, please hurry. Some of us have to go back for lectures." And she just looked at me one kind, was chewing chewing gum, and continued. When it got to my turn, she said, "What do you want to be?" And I gave her the check. It was 2,000. I said, "Is even 2,000 you're here shouting for since?" I said, "I tell you the truth under heaven," that's what she said. "There's even 2,000 you are here just shouting yes. Oh my God. That time I had not grown in spiritual heights very well. So I gave it to her back. I said, "How dare you?" People started gathering. Security. I said, "You need to sack this human being. What kind of a blah blah blah, and I'm sure you are not married." She was just swallowing saliva. I said, "You have to wake up. That's not how you talk to people. Blah, blah, blah. They just withdraw my 2K for me. And gave me to go away." Now, they didn't have it all nice. And I'm not glad I spoke like that. But just to help some of you who are going to get into those sectors. Are you listening to me? Learn to talk to people what? Kindly. Not only by normal human beings. Some of you, when you see mechanic, you don't greet them well. You see carpenters, you say, you are seeing an old man, you say, come. Old man, because he came with hammer to hit something in your house. And some of you deserve what? Why Okada is shouting for you. Because the way you speak to Okada people is so bad. "Give me my chain," they give you chain, hold it like this. Money, dirty. I was with someone, we're trying to shake a mechanic. I tried to shake. So I shook him and I encouraged him. And he wanted to shake in and did like this. So I said, "Shake him." He said, "We're in the public." I said, "Shake him." He now went back. I said, "My guy, I remember you." He said, "Yes." "Oh, my guy, how far?" He now pretended like you were shaking him. I said, "Did you die?" He said, "No, his hand was dirty." I said, "Go and wash your hand. But you made him feel good now." He felt good about himself. What's the worst that can happen? You wash your hand. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Let your words be what? Seasoned with salt. That they may what? Minister grace. People are getting, they are into difficult seasons of their life. Then you come and add one stupid thing to even make them commit suicide. Are you listening to me? Be nice. Be kind. That's not what we are trying to hit. God is raising a generation that will stop foolishness. Are you listening to me? And like I said, don't relent. There are a lot for us than a lot that are against us. A lot for us. Let me try to conclude. So some of these ideologies out there, they may be popular, but it doesn't make them true. These are some of the words of Paul the Apostle. 1 Timothy 1 and 4. We'll start from verse 3. 1 Timothy 1 and 4. He said, from verse 3, As I urge you when I went to Macedonia, remain in what? Ephesus, that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine. They teach what? They teach what? Next part of scripture, it says, nor give heed to what? Fables. And what? So if I charge your HODs to make sure you know, teach any other doctrine, we are not being bad. I'm sure some of you have heard your HODs talk to you in this direction before. Why are you posting that? Why are you thinking like that? You should not be thinking like that. And you are wondering, why do they have to control my thinking? See what the Bible teaches. Paul sent Timothy to urge people to remain on the right doctrine. Because if you remain on the right understanding, you are preserving your life and those that would hear you. Are you all listening to me tonight? This is the bedrock of our administration in GCMI. We are not doing something demonic. That's why we say HOD is make sure the people are thinking what? Rightly. They make sure you are doing your Bible studies. Have you ever gone anywhere people have a problem for you with you not just attending, not knowing the word of God? There is their headache. They are carrying the headache of you not growing on their head. Because it's our responsibility. Paul said, if you do this, Timothy, you become a good minister of the gospel. Are you listening? He said, not give heed to fables and endless genealogy, which cause dispute rather than godly edification, which is in faith. Now, listen to the words, fables and what? Endless. Give me the TPT rendition. Let me try to conclude. Now, pay any attention to cultural might, tradition, or the endless study of genealogies. Those digressions only breed controversies and debates. They are devoid of power that builds up and strengthens the church in the faith of God. You see that? They tell you things that doesn't build you up. You are just stuck in a place for years, acting like a robot. But you are not growing. And you are wondering why you are still addicted for so many years. Meanwhile, you are a prayer tycoon. Because you are not building rightly. You are not knowing, you don't know the right message. See from verse 3 in this same rendition. Verse 3. As I urge you when I left Macedonia, I'm asking that you remain in Ephesus to instruct them not to teach or follow the error of this of deception, deceptive word, doctrines. Titus 1:14. Are you seeing what we are doing as we are reading in church? You know, someone came to my house and said, Pastor Simon, why do we have to make sure nobody hears any other message? Not because I have problem with any other pastor. But you see, God has given me as your own pastor. And I'm not with you when you are listening to any other message. There are some of you who are grown who can discard what is wrong from what is right. But not everybody. And listen, when God gives you a pastor, the pastor is enough for you being sculptured into that stature of your salvation. Believe me. It's the truth. It's enough. The pastor, I need to experience all the apostles and the prophet in this world to become fortified. It's not true. He said, I'm going to give you pastors, shepherds after my own heart. Then he says these words in scripture. He said, you cannot serve two masters at a time. A shepherd is like a master. He leads you where you follow. You can serve two at a time. And that's why we advise you to have mentors around the partitioning of your understanding, your school of thought. Sometimes you can find people who are doing better in what you do around the same school of thought. Because if somebody does not think like you think, he may advise you outside what he's supposed to advise you. And listen, when you go outside the regular school of thought that you are supposed to go walk in, the Bible said you can walk in debt. Adam, if you eat from any other tree, except from the tree of life, you will die. I mean, from the tree of the knowledge of what? Good and evil. Except from the tree of life and any other tree, what will happen? You will die. When Adam ate from the wrong knowledge, what happened to him? It's not tree. He had the wrong thing and he died. Knowledge is that powerful. Adam had the wrong thing and he died. Knowledge can kill you. What was Apollo's limitation? He was limited because of what he knew alone. He didn't know enough. He knew only John's baptism. That was his limitation. So sometimes what you know can limit you too. So a young man is standing up and he's telling us that we don't need to baptize people in the church. You knew only baptism of John in the church. We're coming to tell you there's a baptism of the Holy Spirit that does not require water. That the baptism of John was pointing to Christ actually. And now that Christ is manifested, we don't need to dip anybody in water. But if anybody be in Christ, immersed in Christ, he's a living water, he becomes a what? A new creation. But some people will still argue with this thing and say it's foolishness. Run away from that person. Meanwhile, it's ignorance from their own part. We showed you what the meaning of what the use of baptism of water is for. Did I show you in scripture? And that's why you need to know your Bible. Are you listening to me? To help this ministry grow, know your Bible. Understand what we are teaching you. Everybody, your number one responsibility in church as an HOD is to make sure everybody understands the word. Even the singers. It is when you know the word that the overflow becomes singing. It becomes singing. Bible says your heart being filled with the word of God in Colossians. It said then you are singing psalms unto the Lord, making melodies in your heart. But if you are not filled with the word of God, you cannot sing even the right songs. Just for instance, now we were singing some songs before worship. I tell you the truth, some people would have preferred we were just gyrating, hitting some song that in their heart sounds spiritual, with some kind of keyboard stones like that, that sounds ancient. But regular, what they are hearing is so simple yet powerful. You know, many years ago, a young man met me. He used to know me in Kaduna. He said, "Sir, your teachings sound so simple, but they are very deep." That's how the word of God is. It's so simple but very deep. When I'm teaching anybody, that's my desire. Everybody should understand. That's what makes you a good teacher. When you are done teaching and everybody is confused, you are not a good teacher of the word. Not only the Bible, even in school, you prefer people that teach you that you understand. Yes or no? Not that lecturer threatening you with exam. And say, if you understand, now you sabi. If you don't understand, now you sabi. See, the man knows mass, but he doesn't know how to teach. Have you met people like that? So when you are teaching the word of God, don't be looking like a hero, because what you are saying, people are not understanding. You are not there. We ought to be there together. That's not something to glory. That's something I want to show you now. But the Holy Spirit, no, you will not understand. You already said we'll not understand. Filled with the Holy Ghost, we'll not understand. Are you all listening to me? Paul said, run away from endless genealogies. Run away from them. From might. What are might? Let me give you examples of might. Things you never read in the Bible, but people are saying it. Encounters that don't have biblical roots. I encountered blah 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 blah. No biblical roots. Some people seeing demons, they created such an atmosphere. The things they've been saying, the activities they've been doing created an ecological niche for demons to find free flow. And I tell you, not all of them are wrong that they saw the demons. I can sleep in a graveyard, and I will know no spirit will wake me up in the night, because I know they are just dead, and they have no business with the living. I don't know whether I hope you don't think I'm a witch when I said that now, or a wizard. And the white world, people have houses just close to the graveyard. People go to the graveyard to meditate in the white world. But in Africa, if we see somebody in the graveyard, what do we say? He's collecting what? Power. Men like Lester Sumrall, if they want to meditate, they go to graveyard. Read about them. John Gillick. They'll go and sit around graveyard and be meditating. And come out with power and start healing the sick. But imagine you see one major man of God seated in a graveyard in our days, closing his eye and doing like this. If the video gets to the internet, the only thing you'll be seeing in the comment section, I talk him, say all this thing will be ordinary. are some people that will not start teaching mites. I'm telling you that. Do not have a house close to the graveyard. That there are certain demons that eat babies. Who wake your children up and eat them up. Somebody is supposed to teach the gospel is telling you that the ranks of demons. That the highest rank of demon is the marine. That every witch and wizard in this world has a connection to the marine to prosper. That the marine is the highest ranking demon. And people are like, they are listening. Because they are ready for war. If you want to be prominent, if you want to touch destiny, you must learn to subdue the marine. Shagai. And somebody's leg is going like, he's ready to subdue marine. And they're not. I heard one. He said most young boys can relate that the downfall of many young boys is the marine. In Opus Laviata, the spirit of lust. Do you know why many people walk in lust? They expect to walk in lust. You are growing up, born again. The next thing that started, avoid lust. Man of God, lust every Sunday. HOD, lust. Apostle is teaching. You see, the spirit of lust cannot be removed. By you need regular. Is lust. I struggle with lust in the first 5 to 10 years of my ministry. And the young boy who never had a problem with lust is now considering having a problem with lust. Because if that apostle can have a problem with lust, who am I? And anytime they want to talk, a temptation is around lust. You'll be praying and the devil just I went to minister somewhere and a lady fresh like bread, blah 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 blah, they sent her to bring me water. The voice was the voice of very waters flowing from heaven. She said hello and heaven opened. You are a womanizer as a man of God. Look at the way you are describing it. Even your wife has never had that kind of description. You went to preach. A lady came to serve you. Innocent lady, probably some. You know, some lady now, they are suffering for looking so fine. Or you know, dressing so fine. Yes, guys. She came to tempt me. Probably she came to serve you water. He said she came to. Ladies serve are trying. Who are tempting them? They are the one tempting people. It now looks as if there's a problem in this world. Satan and women. There are brothers in church that cannot have sweet fellowship with women. Like they can't talk to women. They talk to a woman, they are not comfortable because of how they were raised. As they are talking with the lady, and they finish talking with the lady, they will just stop praying. Blah, 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 blah. They are trying to bind the spirits that should come after them talking. You know, the temptation that will follow after talking to a lady. There are some that cannot shake a lady. They see their friend shaking, they say, you shake a lady. You've lost grace. John said, see every lady in church as your sister and brother. He did not say fall in love with every girl in church. There are some here that if you are not dating a girl, you don't have anything to do with that lady. Say, can you come? Go and meet the person dating you. When I toast you, you agree. And some, if they toast somebody, the person that disagree, enemy. That mumu I toast and she deformed for me. Not everybody. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Have the Bible says to the pure, all things are pure. All things are pure. Women were created by God. You know, many years ago, when I was hearing all of these things, I started trying to study the word of God to understand things for myself. And I asked a very ambiguous question in my fellowship. There's some deeper life brothers. Oh my God, I would have not said that. Hallelujah to Jesus. Have mercy on me, Lord. It's a terrible mistake I made. Alright. So, these guys, you know, that was a funny way. I don't believe the man of God even spoke against those kind of dressing recently. So I believe all things are changed. And you know, one of the services I was talking about why brothers are subjected to the spirit of lust in the teaching of new creation. I can't make that a topic. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So I just wanted to squeeze it in. And I said, for instance, God created women. Everybody say God created women. God did not create women to tempt us. Women are not the tempters or tempests. He created women because it was not good for the man to be alone. He created a woman for help meet. Are you listening to me? And I said to them, second mystery. God created women the way they are. They didn't know where I was coming from. I said, God created women the way they are. Everybody said with me, want to go. Now the next question should be, how are women created? Men are created straight. Women are created in a Coca-Cola-ish way. You see, some people are praying for me now. Because I'm describing women. Do you understand? In a Coca-Cola-ish way. Do you understand what I'm saying? With their curves and edges and etc. Don't close the door of the church. Don't run out. Okay, be calm. God created them with what they have. Now, if what they have is a problem, God made a mistake. Think about it. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? How many of you like men? You like the way men are, that you want to marry men? Let me see your hand up. God forbid, you hear that? Let me say something even deeper, and I hope this service doesn't close. These are things that will deliver your mentality. Yeah. If you say this thing in some apostolic setting, they will just carry their Bible. The spirit of God is flowing in that shaken and iska. Why did they go in the church? They will think spirit of love that engulfed the man of God. The Bible says God created Eve for Adam, the woman for the man. With every ambiguous properties you see for the man. Pastor Emma, come. You are the one married. So I can use you. Rabosh Kapai. Do you like the properties your wife have? Use the mic. I like your answer. Listen to the answer. Do you like the futures or the properties, physical properties, not spiritual properties, that your wife has?
Very well.
He said, very well. There's no joke about that. Straightforward answer. You know, some men of God say, no. Jesus till the day he comes. I mean, Rabosh Kapai. No. I didn't want to marry you. God pushed me into marriage. The way God created a woman, there is no man that will not like a woman. I know some of you are saying, no, I reject it. You reject what? Something that is on you. It's part of you. God created the woman for the man. That's why most men, when they see women, their teeth is like this. To shine their whole teeth. They were born in face with men, A woman is going to see them. Oh boy, baby, one day, she pass. They start raging themselves. It is God that made it so. Are you listening to me? Same way. The woman too prefers a man to a woman. For marriage, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Just imagine a lady looking at another lady and say, I like the way this girl body did. Rigosh Kapai. This girl set. That lady needs deliverance. Listen, you know, this thing will deliver. Some of you, listen to me carefully. When I thought about that, I said, God cannot put me in problem. So now, look at the problem of some people in church now. They say, woman, cover everything. Let's not see any sign. They want us to wear women to wear buba. and big skirt like Borgo. I don't know if you know what they call Borgo, blanket. And be walking. Now when the woman works, she's helping the men not to fall to sin. What yeah help is that? Men looking sharp, women looking like someone thing. In the name of men should not go to fall to sin. You can't beg, you are a king's child. You can't beg. Never be caught begging. Never caught borrowing. I can't beg. I'm the king's child. No matter what. Look like everything is fine because everything is fine. You wake up in the morning, look your best. Talk your best. Behave your best. Don't look hungry. Oh, glory. The only money you have will just help you eat in the evening, in the night. No problem. Put Vaseline on your mouth. Turn it into fasting. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? When you eat in the night, are you joking? You want to just sleep? You make some confessions of faith. You are sending words in the future. You have the impetus to say big things. Because you can only end up in big things. That's the only thing you say. Oh, my future is so bright. I can see everything. I can see every picture. I can see God. I can see this. And that is arranged by this side. This like that. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, glory. That's the only picture in your mind. And you haven't paid your current rent. But look at the big things you are saying. Because you hold the word of the Lord so there, though your beginning may be small. He said, your later end shall greatly increase. I told you, God just wants your night to be very short. Night is shorter than day. In 24 hours, night is just very few hours. Probably 6 thereabout, isn't it? 6 to 7, 8. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The day is so long. It's so long. And even in the night, there is more shining. Because God wants you to stay and enjoy in every season. He said, darkness. What did he put it? Oh, man, endure for one night. One night. He said, but in the morning, one night. So, joy, morning till forever. He didn't say every night. He said, sorrow shall. God knows what he's doing in scripture. Sorrow shall endure. You see, I know in this sorrow God is teaching me something. Mm-mm. Nothing is being taught you. You are just being crazy. That's why you are still in the night. But Simon explained, listen, the Bible said the children of Israel, they moved around in one location and spent 40 years because of their mindset. Meaning they'll be reaching promised land. God will not show them another way. They'll turn, go and start again. 40 years. Why? Their mindset. Why are you in one place? Mindset. Now arise and shine. For your light has come. For the glory of the Lord. You know what I got from this scripture? In other words, wilderness experience was not God's idea. It was more situation. It was because the people's mindset was poor. That's why they had to be in the wilderness. Now Jesus said, he said, I desire that you bear fruit. Fruit that will last. He said, if you are bearing fruit, the Father will prune so that you bear more fruit, blah, blah, blah. Then he now says something in verse 3 to the 12. It's for you. You are already made pure because of the right mentality. The right word that is already on your inside. What's the essence of wilderness? To get the right thing in your mind. But you've got the right thing, no wilderness. I'll tell you the truth. Wilderness is more like an avoiding to make sure the right thing gets to your mind. Not avoiding as supposed by default. Avoiding by necessity. The Lord give you this understanding. Are you here? Naturally, it doesn't take more than 48 hours or 24 hours to get to the promised land from Egypt. But it took 40 years. Why? Wrong mentality. God told us, he said, that's why he allowed them to tarry for 40 years. not this, yes. To show you something about God, He doesn't waste resources. See, my heart shook when I saw that scripture. If you want to be stupid for 40 years, you will never get into the promise for 40 years. If the Lord speaks to you tonight, harden not your heart. He doesn't waste resources. God will not allow you to touch what is important with a wrong mentality. And rain did not fall in the garden because there was no man to manage it. No man with managing skills. So God said, rain, increase, don't come. In other words, if the managing skills are intact, the increase will come. So stop looking for the increase. Get yourself ready for the increase. What do you know? Know something. Not that thing. I'll tell you the truth. All of a sudden, your preparation will meet an opportunity. No preparation, no opportunity, no glory. I was teaching William. I said, why can you be sleeping? You are 21. You are sleeping. You are 23. You are just sleeping. What is in your head is a car. Why not thinking of buying Toyota as a company? I told you that story. What was that car's name that I used? That they were talking to some people. Is it Benz? BMW. And they said, how many years will it take? They were talking to like four persons. How many years will it take you to buy BMW? And one said, just immediately 2 hours. They were seeing cars when they said BMW. The man did not see car when they said BMW. What is that, how many years? He said, probably 2 to 3 years. So a BMW car? He said, oh, I didn't know you meant a car. When you said BMW, I thought it was a company, not the car. Did you get that? We don't think small, we think big. Very big. While I was driving and coming to the Lord, said, I'm sending you into different systems, GCMI, so that you bring the heavens to the edge. Masters in several systems. I mean, we're going to raise great scientists. I'm different, no. I'm bringing you to a kingdom age. Are you listening to me? Kingdom civilization. I'm going to raise here great, mighty scientists that will go with experimental excellence into different sectors of the of life. People that will remind other people about Albert Einstein. Me, I'm going to have research labs where you come and study for us. That's what we're talking about. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
great lawyers who can win any case. Any case in the world, they can win. Great doctors. You come to church, you are forced to become excellent. They say, if Donald is not there, we can't start this surgery. He is the one, he's the only one that has a track record. He has done more than 200 surgeries, nobody died. No, there's something different about that guy. It's not a coincidence. He knows when to cut and when not to cut. He knows what to close before the other. They say, look for that guy. And when there is, what is your secret? It starts with the great monarch of Zion. And everybody's eyes like this. It's a nation star shall come to your light. Kings to the brightness of thy rising. Are you guys listening to me tonight? People who are strategic in business. It's when you pray in the Holy Ghost and sleep. The Lord will give you an idea for that real estate in the dream. You wake up. The idea coming is not a problem. The problem is the impetus to actualize that idea. No, nobody knows you. Nobody believes in you. The Lord gave you the idea. You have the impetus to do it. I watched a movie years ago. The woman was almost leaving the broke man. She was cheating on him. I can't remember the name of the... But he had this idea. He didn't want to sell the idea for so much money. I don't know if you remember the name of that. What? Acrimony, or whatever. I watched it years ago. And he left that idea. The wife insulted him and left him for not selling the idea. And years later, he came to the woman and said, I want to give you $10,000 or more for standing before me. Standing with me for years before you cheated and left. Take your pay. And she was shocked. Tears started falling. He said, that right there, it worked. Now I'm the richest, so blah, 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 blah. And he left her and went. She couldn't believe. She couldn't wait. She wanted sharp, sharp money. She wanted the week so fast. She wanted the knees, the pressure knees, pleasure knees. She wanted it so sharp. Do you understand? She wanted that human hair and goat hair so sharp. She couldn't wait. Tell a lady around you, say, wait. She couldn't wait. If you can wait, you enjoy the glory. Because we are rising like edifice. We are rising. We may be advertising cars, but we'll have cars tomorrow. We have car companies tomorrow. Are you listening? I say it, and I say it, and I get prepared for it. He said, are you going to have a car start tomorrow? He said, yes. He said, where's your certificate? Where's your business incorporation? Blah, blah. You don't have, and you want to have a car start. That 20,000 you wanted to buy biscuit with and yogurt, don't buy it. Register the business. You must be the first believer of your work. Nobody will believe first. You will be the first person to believe in yourself. You'll be the first person to invest in yourself. If you cannot spend money for what you believe, nobody will spend. Are you listening to me? I'm going to record the song. Because I know my song. God has shown me. My song is going to the nations. I'm going to record it. It's that fire that will make you wake up in the morning and do something and just post. Did you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? Because the fire is burning. You are acting according to the pictures God is painting in your mind. I refuse to be distracted. Are you listening? Forget all of those mites and endless genealogies. I was asking someone one time. He said, we want to bet revivals like blah, blah. And I said to him, see, listen, calm down. I'm not into all of these things. I believe God to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse any kind of infirmity. I believe that. But listen, there are systems in the world that don't answer to these things you are doing. I said, who will sit down with Elon Musk one day and say something that Elon Musk want to partner? I don't know that you are getting what I'm trying to say. He understands physics too much that Elon Musk is coming to for mentorship. Sometimes I feel like the switch into ministry is out of laziness. I tell you the truth. Sometimes that's what I feel. Because even the ones in ministry, tell them to quote 10 scripture offer. They don't know. We got to be super intelligent. Are you listening to me? Get into different sectors of life. As you are studying nursing now, make sure you are the first. That is God's will for you. That's God's will. God desires in the prosperity of the righteous. As you are studying medicine, make sure you become the best. Whatever thy hand findeth to do, your boss don't need to come and no, be the best. You don't care whether the boss is watching or not. You are commanded by the Lord to be the best. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Are you here tonight? Be the best. Let's see what devil will stop us. Let's see what demon can stop us. We're talking about people tomorrow who can create engines for gens, engines for cars. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Say book is calm. That's the failed generation talking. You ask yourself a sincere question. What if Michael Faraday? What if he never existed? Would there be light? Huh? What if people like Isaac Newton never existed? Some things we discover today. Would we have discovered it? That's how you talk. Innovations that will blow the minds of people. They just give you 2 minutes to talk. And people are like, what the heck? This guy has been in this company for years and he's not the manager. Tell somebody, build yourself. When you are done learning, you pray in tongues. You learn, you pray in tongues. You learn, you what? You learn, you what? You make confessions of faith. You are done reading physics and chemistry. Your mind, then you wake up in the morning. Oh, riba handa, you are speaking in tongues. You cry it again, your eyes are open. Do you know that's how God begin to bring innovations to your heart? If this, blah, blah, blah. Now, how many science students today can give me 10 formulas offered? I was saying we are the light of the world. Do you think the light of the world simply means we hear the same people say, hey, you they shine? No. Not everybody will preach like me. Not everybody will preach like me. Are you listening to me? You will shine in various sectors of the world. Meanwhile, you are still super anointed. Like Daniel. Super anointed. Your excellence in the world will not diminish your anointing. Excellent in the world, super anointed. Of all the kings, none was wiser than Daniel. He had ideas that blew their heart or blew the roof off their head. And they said, we can only have one thing against him, his God. So they plotted against Daniel and said, king, watch him. If everybody is bowing at the sound of the music, he will not bow. He will not bow. And when they played the sound, Daniel refused to bow. The king said, alas, Daniel, bow. They played. He said, oh king, I'm not bowing. Okay, take him to the lion's den. How many of you say, oh king, I'll bow now? Some would have said, because you know the anointing you have. After toasting like 10 girls in the night, they say, I want to put you in lion's den. You know. Say, king, I don't bow, finish. No, don't worry. You don't know the sin you have committed. The lion will eat you plus the bone. He will crack your biscuit bone. You see why righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. And we're not just forcing ourselves into righteousness. We have received all for life and what? Godliness. And Daniel entered. People were a hungry lion over weeks, months. Rushed this guy, eat him. He lied on the lion. They were playing. Bingo. Bingo. The lion had to act normal because Daniel carried an atmosphere. The glory. And in the glory, things act as supposed. He said, there will be a time where lambs and lions shall eat from the same source. That's Zion. You think in Eden, lion was pursuing kangaroo. That's deformation. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? No. Isaiah said in the prophets, he said they were eating hay. In other words, lion was designed naturally to eat grass. But don't understand in Zion. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
And Daniel played with lions and came out untouched. Then he became promoted. Our greatest weapon cannot touch this guy. Promote him. Promote him. The three Hebrew boys. Very intelligent. Schooling another nation. I say, oh king, we can respect all the laws in Nigeria. But about this law, we are not careful. We will not bow to your God. Take those bastards and throw them in the fire. The soldiers that took them to throw in the fire were burnt by the same fire. The fire ate them up. The three boys, they say, he said, are they dead already? He said, no, sir. They are gisting. When I looked into the fire, I saw three people that I put, but I'm seeing a fourth man in the fire. And they are gisting. That was an angel. The angel of the Lord that represented fire came and created an atmosphere that we all call God, all consuming fire. The consuming fire dimension of God came inside the consuming fire. And we found out that there is such a consuming fire that the people. It can burn the devil out, burn sins out, but it doesn't burn our flesh. And he created that dimension amidst natural fire. Because the fire that is unseen is more real than the fire that is seen. And that's how these guys came out untouched. What happened? They were promoted. Now, if you stay with the word and the spirit, and you stay true to your career, times will come. When people, Satan will create a situation. Are you listening to me? He will create a situation. But you say, no. On this one, we are not careful. We are not bowing. And the Lord will promote you. Are you listening to me? You have the anointing. You have angels. You have all the backings. You have all the backings. You can't be touched. You reach a night, the government officials look at that cowardice. They stand up and say, we want to sleep with you before you get to the next level. Else that 5 billion salary, you will never get it. But you don't know anybody. You understand the secret place. How can this thing be? How can you? It can be. The hand of the Lord is upon you. It will not come upon you. You enter the secret place. And you remember the scripture that said, they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. They say Nigeria is hard. It's not hard for me. The heavens are open for me. I'm in the open heavens. You just finished declaring 1 week later, heaven is completely closed. It's seeming like heaven is closed. You still keep on the faith. Heaven is open. Heaven is open. Shapakapa. Heaven is open. 1 month later, it's looking dry. Heaven is open. Many people don't have consistency in their prayer. Heaven is open. The heavens is open for me. In the name of Jesus, it will happen like you have said. Mommy is on the sick bed. Daddy's on. I don't care what I'm saying. I declare what I want to see. And the Bible is speaking. He said, Abraham said the things which are not as though they were. That's faith. The things which are not as though they were. The simplicity of the word. Are you here tonight? Same fire you carry. The Lord, you say we should seek first your kingdom. I understand this. In the name of Jesus, this week, Lord, I have strength. I've received strength and grace to win 10 souls for you. And the Lord is seeing that some people are praying for business. There is one somewhere in Makodi praying to God to be able to win 10 souls. Do you know what that means in heaven? Do you know the attention you are commanding? Do you know how many billion of people are praying for their needs to be met? You have shifted the entire heaven attention to yourself. What? 10 souls? Everybody is watching. Because the Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. They have seen one wise man. The Bible also says, for one soul won, there is a party that is thrown in heaven. They are watching somebody that is about to throw parties in heaven. They can't wait. Imagine that angels cannot wait for a party because rice will be plenty. Imagine it. Imagine the backing you have. Because if you win this one, there's so much rice we share tomorrow in heaven. And you got one safe. You got another safe. Before heaven finishes one party, you've got another. I mean, imagine somebody setting heaven on a steady party mode. Then one demon from Otukpo came to in the night to touch you. Michael will plug his ear. You don't need to pray. Some things happen naturally for a soul winner. Ryan Bonke said his first crusade, the person that was supposed to come did not come. He started crying on stage. I said, Lord, help us. The people on wheelchairs started walking. He said he never knew that whenever you are ready to witness for the Lord, angels are ready to back you up. Whenever you are ready, you go out of your way to a distant place, nobody knows you, and you are saying Jesus is Lord. As you are talking, you'll be so surprised. Did you get what I'm trying to say? He said, prove yourself. Do the work of what? Seek first the kingdom. Every other word. But Satan, why is Satan making this formula look hard? God says, seek first the kingdom. Every other good thing. But do you know the hardest thing is to seek first the kingdom? For many people, force your heart to stay on the right thing. Missing service is not even, don't even come close. We don't miss service. It's people like us, we don't for no reason under heaven. So who is this one? Pastor, sir, HOD, sir, I've won 10 souls. Can I go on? I still have fire to win souls. I feel the fire. He says, go on. Win the souls. The other is saying, sir, I invited 2. Even the excuse. I invited 3. I don't know why they are not coming. You are wondering why no business have worked in the past 3 years. No business has worked. But in the night, you are sweating with confessions. The business is working in the name of Jesus. The business is working in the name of Jesus. It will not work. He said the formula is seek first. If you seek first and are declaring like this, it will work. Have you learned something tonight?
Yes,
bow your heads and pray. And say, Lord, help me to seek first your kingdom. That should be your prayer. Go ahead. Everyone, sincerely from the depth of your heart, help me to seek first the kingdom. I will lay down my doors and thrones I have made, and all that has taken my heart. Lord, I will lay down my doors and thrones I have made, and all that has taken my heart. And Lord, I will bow to you, to know the God, but you alone. And Lord, I will worship you, nothing else separate, but you alone. I will lay the idols and thrones I have made, and all that has taken my heart. I will lay the idols, thrones I have made, and all that has taken my heart. And Lord, I will bow to you, to know the God, but you alone. Lord, I will worship you, nothing can separate, but you alone. Lord, I will bow to you, to know the God, but you alone. Lord, I will worship you, nothing can separate, but you alone. You are the love of my life. You are the hope that I cling to. You mean more than this world to me. Wouldn't trade you for silver nor gold. Wouldn't trade you for riches untold. You are my everything. Wouldn't trade you for silver nor gold. Wouldn't trade you for riches untold. You are my everything. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' gracious name, we worship.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com.
Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.